one of the best books that I've ever read is a book called The Richest Man in Babylon. And he says that your money is like an army. It needs to go out and fight, and it needs to come back better than it left, right? And so that whole idea behind that is you need to send your money to work for you. You need to send them to battle for you. You need to put the gear on, and they need to come back, and they need to bring spoils of war. That's the key to that. And so if you reverse engineer it and say, okay, I need $8,000 a month passively. How many properties do I need to own? Is it 12 properties? Is it 24 properties? How many properties is it that I need to own so that I can cash flow enough to bring in $8,000 a month so that I know I've got $100,000 a year coming in, whether I'm on vacation, whether I work, whether I wake up and do anything or not.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today, our special guest is Chris Craddock. He is the founder and CEO of the Redux Group, which is a nationally acclaimed real estate team. He is the host of the Uncommon Real Estate podcast, a realtor, a real estate investor, and a coach, and also an entrepreneur who runs multiple successful businesses in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Chris's real estate team has sold a very impressive $150 million worth of real estate just in 2020. Congratulations. Chris has been married for 20 years and is the proud father of six beautiful children. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you, Anne.
You're most welcome. So you're all about real estate and you have your own very successful real estate business. How did you get into real estate?
So for me, I was on staff with a ministry called Young Life, which was great. I loved it. It was incredible, but I made almost no money whatsoever. And when my wife got pregnant, I had to figure out how to make some money. And so I went to the library because it was the early 2000s before the internet was everywhere. And so I went to the library and I ended up checking out every book on real estate investing, knocked on every door I could find and of a distressed property. I ended up making about 12 times what I made in a year in about 4 months. And so just through flipping houses, I realized that real estate was a great place and a great industry to be in.
Well, thanks for sharing. You've obviously moved on since then, and you have your own podcast show and a very successful real estate business. I see you are now a coach as well. So where are your clients from?
Sure. Well, I help a lot of folks. I do, business coaching, mainly in the real estate arena. So I have some real estate agents that are clients of mine that I've helped grow from, making six-figure income, well, actually making less than six figures to seven-figure incomes. And then I also have a program called REI Revive, which is essentially teaching people who are real estate investors that are marketing direct to sellers for properties, how they can monetize those leads by partnering with real estate agents and helping people make a fortune by monetizing leads that they've got when, maybe they can't buy it and flip it, but they do want to sell it, and a real estate agent would be able to partner with them to make some money on that piece.
So how common is it for investors to sell their own properties?
I would say a lot of investors will sell their own properties. But the reality is there's a lot of investors that are looking to sell properties that they don't, essentially they're looking to buy a property and they realize that they can't get the price that they're looking for it. So those properties end up just, they pass on. And a real estate agent could sell that property, help the homeowner. And so there's a win-win there. So if the investor and the real estate agent go to work together, they can make a fortune. And I think that that's, it's bigger than just properties they're marketing. But if everybody stays in their lane, you know, an investor is good at finding and identifying properties, or maybe the investor wants to get properties that are great for them, but they need a real estate agent to really, really, really find something that would be a perfect fit for their buy box. You just got to find a real estate agent that knows how to find deals. There's so many agents out there that don't know how to find deals, right? They'll tell them what's on the MLS, but if they can't be bringing people off-market deals, deals that everybody else doesn't see, then you're not really getting a true value from a real estate agent, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Is it the easiest way, in your opinion, for an investor to become a millionaire is through real estate investing?
Without a doubt. I mean, just think about it. So I do a lot of instruction on how to grow the investor side of your life. But just think about this here. In the stock market, you put in $10,000 and you get a 10% return, right? What do you get? You get $1,000, right? In the real estate market, because the governments all across the world are incentivizing people to own homes, they make it easier to get loans on properties. People aren't really getting loans from the government, subsidized loans from the government. Maybe over the last year they are, but normally they're not getting subsidized loans from the government to buy stock, right? So you get a subsidized loan from the government, you take that same $10,000, buy a $100,000 house, that goes up 10%, or even if it goes up 4% or 7%, what do you have? You've just made $4,000 or $7,000. So you see the leveraged appreciation that happens. But on top of that, when you own properties, all of the governments across the world are giving incentives, tax incentives to own homes, right? So you're saving money on taxes as well. And you also see that if you own a investment property, you know, everybody that's in that investment property, every property is being paid off by someone, right? If you're renting a property, you're paying off your landlord's investment. If you own a property, you're paying off your own investment. If somebody else is renting a property from you, you have somebody else paying off your investments for you. Life is like Monopoly, right? You want to get lots of those little greenhouses and then maybe a big red one in your portfolio if you want to win.
You're so enthusiastic about real estate.
Well, it changes lives. It really does. I mean, you look at it. I mean, heck, there was just a study done the other day that said 53% of all divorces happen because of financial strain, right? So if you can get rid of that, like, and take strain off a marriage, off people's lives, you know, it makes people's lives better. You know, you look at, heck, I'm a Christian guy, and, you know, I was in ministry for a long time. You know, from the Bible, Jesus talks about money, he talks about heaven or hell. It's obviously, it's a real thing that people deal with every day. And so often people are afraid to touch it like it's some third rail. I've got a buddy of mine, it's so funny. He comes up and one of the first times I met him, he was just like, hey, so I'm just curious, what's your net worth? And I was like, whoa, who asked that? Like as your opening question. But that's just what he does. And he just dives in and some people are offended. But the reality is those people that can get over themselves and not be offended by that question, it's just so crazy because then you can talk real life and you can say, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. And this is how you upgrade your life and how you level up. If your net worth is here, this is how you get here. So it's really great questions that people have. And I think it changes people's lives if they really do talk through investing and talk through real estate and talk through leveling up in their finances.
So you're about establishing relationships between real estate agent and investors, like a partnership. So how does that cracking the code on this relationship, how does it work? How do you explain it?
Well, it all depends on what your situation is. If you're looking to become an investor, what I would just say is you need to identify, start interviewing agents. And just because someone talks the talk does not mean that that is the agent you want to work with. You want to find somebody that will go to battle for you, that is going to find you deals and bring you great, great, great opportunities. So that would be one. Number two, if you are marketing direct to seller, right? If you say, you know what, I want to find deals. And if nobody knows how to do that, there's a bunch of done for you services that will do direct mail or pay-per-click stuff. I'm done for you. You can reach out to me. I don't make, you know, it's not my company. Like it is not at all. But you can reach out to me on Instagram at CrowdRock. Send me a direct message and I'll put you in touch with some of these direct to seller marketers. And literally they send out postcards for you saying, we'll buy your house from you. Would you sell your house to people that are in some sort of a distress or likely to sell situation where they'll sell under market? And so there are these companies that will do that. And if you do that, what happens when somebody says, I'll sell, but I don't want to sell at 65 cents on the dollar? That's when you find a real estate agent you can partner with. And that's what I teach, how to do that, how to partner, how to get paid on that, how the real estate agent closes those deals. And yes, that's what I teach in my program, REI Revive.
It must be easier if you've got experienced agents that are on your side. How common is it to manage your own properties once you become a property investor, like from collecting the rent to arranging maintenance? Is that common to do it yourself, or are there professional companies out there that'll do it better and make it easier for you to give you peace of mind?
Yeah. You know, so I end up going, I think that if you have less than 10, I call it the poor man's property management, which is, you just put a home warranty on the house and charge your tenants $100 deductible so that the home warranty company, if something happens with plumbing or electric or a fridge or an HVAC, they just call the home warranty company and somebody comes out and I'm not involved at all. Somebody comes out and the home warranty company will call me and say, you know, hey, we just fixed this and the tenant paid the $100 deductible. So there's nothing, I don't pay anything. Now, if it's something big, like an HVAC needs to be replaced and there's some ductwork requirements or some other stuff that's going to cost me money out of pocket, then they'll call and ask for my permission. But a property management company would do the same thing as well. So that's what I do as far as kind of an easy property management solution.
All right. You're saying that it's a mindset thing to a million. How easy is it to grow in real estate, to become wealthy, to set yourself up for retirement?
Well, I'll tell you, you just got to reverse engineer it, right? That's reverse engineer your life. So let's say you want to make six figures a year passively, right? So how do you do that? You think, okay, that means I need to bring in about $8,000 a month net income, right? So if I'm bringing in $8,000 a month, that means if I were to get, let's say, 12, let's just make math easy, 12 properties that cash flow $1,000 a month after any sort of maintenance, any sort of vacancies, any sort of other management type fees, I am walking away with $8,000 a month, which means I have a six-figure income that comes in. No matter what, I don't have to do anything for it, right? One of the best books that I've ever read is a book called The Richest Man in Babylon. And he says that your money is like an army. It needs to go out and fight and it needs to come back better than it left, right? And so that whole idea behind that is you need to send your money to work for you. You need to send them to battle for you. You need to put the gear on and they need to come back and they need to bring spoils of war. That's the key to that. And so if you reverse engineer it and say, okay, I need $8,000 a month passively, how many properties do I need to own? Is it 12 properties? Is it 24 properties? How many properties is it that I need to own so that I can cash flow enough to bring in $8,000 a month so that I know I've got $100,000 a year coming in, whether I'm on vacation, whether I work, whether I wake up and do anything or not?
I see your motto is don't follow the herd, be uncommon. So can you explain that, please?
Yeah, well, let's just be honest. What is common? Common people get common results. And I don't want to be like everybody else. Everybody else works 9 to 5. They hope that one day they'll have enough money to, you know, be able to do kind of stuff that they want to do. And my thought is, and see, I subscribed. I don't know if you spend much time with Dave Ramsey, but I used to subscribe to Dave Ramsey a lot where, and I do think that a lot of stuff that Dave says is great. But the reality is, Peter Thiel said this. He said, what are some things that you want to have happen in 6 years? And then you make a list of it, right? Peter Thiel, the founder of PayPal. And you make a list of all those things that you'd want to have happen in 6 years. Then he says, why not 6 months? And then you say, wow, that's a great question. Why do I need to wait? You know, I know the name of your podcast is Retire Well. Why does retirement have to be 65 or older, right? If I want to retire well, why can't retirement be 35? Why can't retirement be 50? Why does retirement need to be when you're older? And I think that's the real question. And honestly, for me, retirement doesn't mean stop working. Retirement just means, I think, do what you love to do, right? You know, and so for me, I don't see a world in which I ever, just sit back and watch TV all day. I see a world in which I say, okay, I'm getting rid of all the things I don't want to do in my life and only do the things that I want to do in my life. And that doesn't come with an age barrier. That comes with a wealth barrier. And I heard this, a friend of mine said this. He said, what's the difference between wealthy and not wealthy people? He says, wealthy people have more choices and a lot of times really good choices. People that are not wealthy don't have any choices. And usually the choices they do have, they all stink. And so that's that whole idea is, retire well, yeah, but retire well doesn't mean it has to be when you're 65, doesn't have to be when you're 70. And I think that's like the Dave Ramsey motto is just put money way aside for way, way, way in the future. Whereas I'm like, hey, let's figure out how to reverse engineer our life. And like Peter Thiel said, it doesn't need to be 6 years. What would it take to make it in 6 months?
Thank you. Well, very well said. Reverse engineer your life and you can be free to do whatever you want to do. It sounds absolutely wonderful and you can get there with real estate. So how do people get in touch with you if they want to become part of your program?
Yeah, well, regardless of if anybody is a real estate agent or an investor, I know that the average person listens to 7 podcasts and I hope you continue listening to this. But I would love to be one of your other 7 that you tend to listen to. So that's the Uncommon Real Estate Podcast. If you want to reach out to me personally, one of the things that I've done to level up is reach out to people when I like their vibe. So for those that do, if you want to reach out to me, I try to answer every DM on Instagram. And you can find me at CradRock, CRADDROCK, which is an old high school nickname. So you can find me on Instagram. And if you are a real estate investor that is doing any direct to seller marketing and you want to figure out how to connect with real estate agents to monetize all of your leads, not just the ones that you can buy and sell, go to www.wholesalinginc.com/revive. Again, it's wholesalinginc.com/revive.
Right. Well, thank you very much for being on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. I'm your host, Annie Nelson, and today we've been very pleased to have Chris Craddock from the Revive program and the Redux group. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. So fun to be here with you guys.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.